you know, every single month there's a huge new innovation that just opens up the opportunity even more. So I think it's a great time to be a partner in this space. I'm really looking forward to seeing what our partners will build.
Welcome to the Also AI podcast. Discover the latest advancements in artificial intelligence through insightful discussions with industry experts. Each episode will bring a fresh perspective on AI and addresses the real-world challenges, opportunities, and interests you as an IT reseller might have or your customers could ask you about. Featuring experts from Also and leading vendors, we explore diverse insights on AI.
Welcome to the Also AI podcast. I'm Frank Lutzke, your host. Together, we'll go on an exciting journey into the future. Each season, we dive deep into different aspects of AI, showing you real-world applications and their impact. Every episode offers new insights and tackles the challenges and questions you and your customers face. As a leading technology provider, Also is dedicated to exploring the latest trends and innovations driving the future of technology. In this first season, AI Insights with Microsoft, we meet with experts from Microsoft and Also, and in today's episode, we explore Azure AI. Warm welcome to our today's guests, Guy Gregory from Microsoft and Agnian Danche from Also. Guy, let's start with you. What is your role at Microsoft within Azure?
My name is Guy Gregory, so I'm a partner solution architect, and I work in our EMEA global partner solutions team. And I'm very much focused on Azure AI as an area of expertise. And I've actually been focused on the Azure platform as a whole for my entire 7-year career at Microsoft. I joined the company in 2017 as an Azure Cloud Solution Architect, originally focused on Azure infrastructure. So things like Azure Virtual Machines, Azure Networking, and, you know, my original focus there was helping our partners to be successful in migrating a lot of their apps and infrastructure to the Azure Public Cloud. But more recently, my role has now transitioned to be more focused on Azure AI. That's certainly probably the topic of interest at the moment as we look at our platform. I think when people hear Azure AI, a lot of people think immediately Azure OpenAI as the kind of first thing that comes to most people's mind. But you know, I like to think that it's so much more than that as well, and we can perhaps get into that later.
Thanks, Guy. I'm so happy to have you here. Agnian, could you tell us about your role at Also?
Thanks, Frank. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm the solution lead for data and AI at Also. Started about 3 years ago, and before that, I was mainly in hardware. So I was with HP, Intel, Microsoft, most recently with Samsung. And in 2017, I pivoted slightly toward machine learning, retraining formally for a hobby project. But then it came out, it's so interesting. I started a project at Samsung, and I was later on hired by Also for the newly formed Center of Competence for AI. So again, very much a partner-oriented career, but now pivoted towards engineering.
Yeah, I mean, in my background, I've been, before I joined Microsoft, I was working for Microsoft partners for my whole career, 15 years beforehand. Very much in that channel partner space as well. So I can absolutely appreciate, empathize, relate to our partners who operate in this space and in my opinion, are critical to our success and our customers' success. My background goes back as far as kind of Windows Server 2003 and Small Business Server, which feels like a long time ago now, but you know, those were the technologies that I really cut my teeth on, and those were the areas which were popular at the time. It's, you know, helping customers to install their first server was really the focus of my job probably 20, 25 years ago. And over time, that's evolved into, you know, helping people perhaps, you know, centralize their email onto an email server and then virtualize their infrastructure using technologies like Hyper-V, and then migrating a lot of their productivity apps to what was then Office 365 and is now Microsoft 365. And then finally helping customers to move their infrastructure to Azure. And, you know, I think a lot of my early experience within the Microsoft space was certainly helped by the fact that we have a really thriving community in the channel space. And, you know, we're very lucky to have lots of user groups and, you know, fantastic distributors like yourselves who really help to provide, you know, value training, expertise and insights into that space. You know, and I remember back when I was starting out in my own personal journey, you know, there were times where I didn't really feel like I knew what I was doing. You know, imposter syndrome would kick in. And being able to, you know, rely on trusted peers within the community, but also strategic partners like our distributors to provide things like training, support, and, you know, just friendly advice would be really critical and really helped me in those kind of early days with my career.
As I understand it, Azure AI and the Foundry can be used to create custom artificial intelligence solutions to assist people. However, I imagine that getting started with this can be challenging. In a company, a technical expert might want to develop a specific AI agent, while the company's leadership might have different priorities. Is there a way to ensure that the right person is involved in creating an AI solution, leveraging success stories to determine which projects are likely to succeed and which might not be as effective?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that we have learned is that at the moment, there's lots of experimentation happening within AI projects, and not all of those experiments are leading to production solutions. So when we think about the reasons why that might be the case, we can see that, you know, perhaps early in the project that there hasn't been the relevant stakeholder buy-in, or perhaps more importantly, the wrong business problem is being solved, or perhaps it's a business problem that's not important enough to be solved. So I think before we lead with the technical answers, it's important to listen to the customers and to understand what they need, their articulated and unarticulated needs, and to then be able to apply the right solution to that problem. And sometimes it will be an AI agent. Sometimes it will be something else. I mean, It's very easy for me to sit here as somebody who's focused on building AI solutions to say that AI is always the answer to the problem. But the reality is, you know, we still have lots of solutions within the broader Azure portfolio that can solve problems often better than the solutions that we have, the modern solutions that we have that are built on LLMs. So in many cases, it's being judicious about the technology choice and essentially grounding that on the customer's needs rather than solving the problem with technology and then working backwards to the customer's need.
Absolutely. Thanks. Agnin, what do you think? You talk to so many end customers. Where are they right now in their journey? Are they at the beginning, well-informed and ready to adopt AI solutions?
We also provide consultations through our solution assessment services, similar to what we offer with Copilot on the desktop, in desktop productivity space. We also help partners with education through our AUSO AI Academy, covering topics from the Machine Learning Studio to Azure AI Foundry and also the Azure OpenAI service. We update these topics quarterly, and now we include the newest topics around Agents SDK and the Teams AI Library, for example. This was just recently announced. We strive to stay up to date to help customers with the latest tools to make their lives easier, whether creating new applications or with coding with open source or just modernizing existing systems.
Yeah, you mentioned about kind of providing that proof of value in these workshops. I think that's really important there. And I think it really does help to demonstrate to people where AI can be beneficial, because in many cases, you know, it's hard for people to imagine how AI can solve a particular problem unless they see it demonstrated. And in my experience, you know, building a simple proof of concept, building a simple sample application to show a customer using, you know, their own data or something which is industry specific, can be incredibly compelling. And you mentioned also the Azure AI Agent service that we've just brought out in preview. You know, I think that's going to really help accelerate some of these initial proof of concepts, these pilots, where because of the number of connections to tools that's kind of built into the box, as it were, it's going to help us to accelerate those customer projects and help demonstrate that value earlier in the cycle without having to do a lot of the kind of manual plumbing that had to be done before. And if you think about, you know, what's available as part of the Azure AI Agent service out of the box, there's so many connections and into data, into knowledge sources that, you know, takes the fantastic foundation that's provided by OpenAI's assistance API and builds on top of that with access into services like Bing Search, Azure AI Search, SharePoint, Fabric, and then integrations into things that can actually take action, like Azure Functions, Logic Apps, and also into APIs. So if you have an API that meets the OpenAPI 3 standard, then you can also integrate that really quickly and with minimal code into the Azure AI Agent service. And I noticed, actually, I was doing a bit of research, that you have, as part of the ACMP, your own API, the Simple Marketplace API. So I'd be interested to see how that could be integrated.
This sounds familiar. So this is definitely something we should discuss further at a time later. It sounds very promising.
But exciting times, right? I think there's lots of customers that have already made investments into building Azure Functions, Azure Logic Apps, and their own APIs as part of their own platform or their own solution. And, you know, it's about getting the value from those investments and being able to connect these new AI agents into those existing data sources with, you know, minimal code.
I have a question. Given the broad scope of this, my initial thought is that it's only for larger companies that can afford it. How expensive is it? Is there a solution for small businesses as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, this new AI wave is going to impact all industries and businesses of all size. Now, perhaps you might see some of the larger companies embrace these AI solutions earlier, but perhaps because they have people who specialize in AI. But ultimately, I think the tools that can build these solutions will be made available to more people over time and really democratize the access to the AI tooling. And we're seeing that already through tools like Copilot Studio, which is our sort of no-code, low-code approach, which, you know, it really helps empower business professionals and people who want to automate processes without necessarily, you know, if they don't know how to code in Python or in C#, they can still build and create an AI agent. And of course, with Microsoft 365 Copilot Chat, we've now made it available for everybody free. And we also, in the box, are including a number of agents for people to use as a starter, and then, you know, on the hope that they will also be able to build their own agents with hopefully minimal technical knowledge.
Yeah, the bar is lowering, because just a couple of years ago, if it required knowledge in open source frameworks, the OpenAI SDK, and separate specialized databases capable of storing embeddings data, embeddings vectors for products, descriptions, for example. Now this is in any database. Just as Guy mentioned, you had to do all the plumbing yourself, which required specialized knowledge from developers. Now, with all these new tools, and 2 years later, one of my favorite is probably Azure AI Search. Not only does it integrate vector search, but also can store embeddings, connect to different other sources, perform searches, ranking of the results, all from one endpoint. It's like all the plumbing, all the is done for you, and you have this single orchestrator of your agent. You just input customers' data, and that's it. We rely heavily on our partners to demonstrate to end customers what is possible with their own data, and to assess whether a solution for their business or industry vertical is a low-hanging fruit or it's something that requires more of an investment. For example, if they're in e-commerce or advertising, they can benefit from machine learning fairly quickly, as opposed to very small businesses that would also benefit, but the cost of the solution would probably be too high for them to afford. If one of our partners focuses on industry vertical, they can quickly round up an AI solution that works for multiple SMBs in the same vertical and or horizontal integration, and can help benefit all these SMBs from AI and machine learning by sharing the cost. By developing one solution that would work, say, for visual inspection of manufacturing, they can create their own platform on top of Azure and help scale and share these solutions among many SMBs in the same field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many different factors that are driving the adoption of AI, and some of those are cost factors. You know, the price of LLMs is just dropping every single month now, and the capability of the models is at the same time increasing massively. There is, the as you mentioned, I think industry specific models that we're seeing now that address specific needs, whether it's healthcare, financial services, and I honestly think there's going to be an explosion of more of those, because, you know, there are so many niche industries that, and it's becoming so easy to distill and fine tune these models from larger models now, that I could potentially see a huge explosion of new industry specific models that really go quite narrow in their focus. And then you've got the number of modalities that's available as well, which kind of brings that accessibility of AI much to a wider range of people and a wider range of scenarios too. I mean, we started off this journey a few years ago with, you know, chat-based LLMs, and we've now moved into a period where we have different modalities, including, you know, video, audio, images, and, you know, it's the ability to both receive the input and also provide the output into those modalities that just widens the number of scenarios that this could be applied to. It's really quite exciting. And, you know, every single month there's a huge new innovation that just opens up the opportunity even more. So I think it's a great time to be a partner in this space. I'm really looking forward to seeing what our partners will build.
What do you think will happen in 5 years? Just a thumbs up or thumbs down. What are your predictions?
I am what I would describe as a technology optimist. I believe in, you know, the positive aspects of technology, and that technology on the whole will be used for good. I think that's really what gets me out of bed in the morning, is helping people to use technology to solve real problems. But, you know, there are inherent risks with this technology, and it's really important that those risks are managed. And I think that management has to be done at different levels as well. I think there has to be, you know, individual responsibility. There has to be responsibility for the businesses that are developing the solutions. There has to be responsibility for the providers like Microsoft that are hosting these models. And also, I think there will inevitably be an element of government responsibility and global responsibility. We're already seeing things like the EU AI Act, which is setting out the regulations around how AI can be used and should be used. And we're already seeing that will roll out this year in some of the high risk, essentially restricting AI from being used in very high risk scenarios. We are also putting out useful information for our partners on how to ensure that their solutions comply with the new regulations that are going out there. But I think if I had one recommendation for the listeners, it would be to have a read of Mustafa Suleiman's book, The Coming Wave, because I think that book really sets out both the incredible opportunities and also the huge responsibilities that we have to do this safely. So I would love to know what your thoughts are on the subject, Ognjen. What do you think?
Yes, there are some risks, and I closely follow what's available to partners and how Microsoft addresses responsible AI, starting with the limits on the Face API and considering the EU AI Act. I firmly believe that using cloud platforms like Azure AI makes it easier to comply with the regulations. Developing on Azure AI helps build applications that are compliant by design and mitigate risks associated. If I look at the challenges we faced 4 or 5 years ago, such as moderating content and reviews of products, for example, where tasks can now be implemented in a matter of hours with existing services, it would take months to develop such solutions in the past. And I'm optimistic that AI will be used for good. It can save a lot of time and can enhance security as well. Like any tool, it will benefit both the good and the bad actors. So, yeah, however, It's up to developers and cloud providers to guide customers and partners in developing their right applications.
I see. We are on the right track. You both are optimistic, and we are committed to doing the right thing while closely monitoring potential risks. I know that Microsoft is already addressing these concerns. Guy, could you please explain briefly how data security works? Does data leave the company for training purposes, and how does Microsoft ensure data protection?
Yeah, I mean, we have some very clear commitments to provide safe, secure, and trustworthy AI to our customers. You know, I think a really good example of that in action is the Azure AI Content Safety Service that, you know, provides like protected inputs and also compliant outputs. But, you know, we have a framework that covers six pillars within our responsible AI. So we have, you know, under that, we've got the fair, inclusive, reliable and safe, private and secure, and transparent and accountable. And so actually one of my favorite things on that side of the AI subject is, and when I go to present about AI to schools, one of the things I really love showing them is the Minecraft education generation AI application that we've got, which shows students how to learn about these responsible AI principles in the familiar and fun setting of Minecraft. So it's available for all you know, kids and to download and to run. And if you want to try it out yourself, you can either run it yourself or you can run a what's called an hour of code session. And yeah, if you go and download the Minecraft education program, the generation AI, the responsible AI part of the game is free for everybody to use. So I love that when I'm, you know, sharing that with kids as part of like a school outreach stuff.
I like that. This is great. Something for everybody.
Yeah, Microsoft is also involved in philanthropy initiatives around education, as you mentioned, for schools and education programs for individuals. I think you try to educate the individual workers on AI, not just within the realm of within the educational system, but also across various industries that to benefit workers everywhere.
Yeah, we have lots of different skilling programs. We have a global skills initiative, which is kind of our large scale program. We have our enterprise skills initiatives, which skills our customers and partners. And we also have internal skilling programs as well. So, you know, regardless of where you sit, whether you're a Microsoft customer, a Microsoft partner, just somebody as part of the general public, in many cases, there are skilling programs that you can access. Microsoft Learn is a kind of go-to place for free learning, and I'd highly recommend the Microsoft Learn content that we have on the Azure AI Foundry, the agent service. But we're doing loads of work with our partners, including the AI tour, which we did was back in October, November in Berlin, and we're doing one in the UK in March. We're doing a partner enablement day as kind of the, you know, day before the AI tour. And we've got a range of partner enablement workshops, both in person and virtual, which I'll be happy to include as part of the show notes as well. And yeah, but I also love the fact that our partners really help us with this, you know, getting the knowledge out there, because you know, you've got your Microsoft University, and you know, we have loads of other partners, not only within our distributors, but we also got, you know, our learning partners who can help people to skill up on some of these areas. you know, if you want to get started with AI, I think the AI 900 fundamentals certification is a really great place to start. And then for people who are a little bit more advanced, maybe like Ognian's kind of level, then the AI 102 AI engineer certification is a really great certification to aspire to. And we also have some really great, what we call applied skills certifications as well. So these, credentials, are actually, more hands-on based. So if you're somebody who is more of a hands-on kind of learner, is somebody who is more of a doer, then these might be great for you. And these very often are task-based, credentials that you can earn, and then you can put on your CV, or you can prove to your employer that you have them, because like a certification, at the end of it, you will have a verifiable credential. So yeah, highly recommend the applied skills as well as the certifications that we have available.
Absolutely. And Microsoft Learn is a fantastic starting point. And all the trainings and certifications we provide are available online. Webinars are free of charge for our partners. All customers on ACMP can benefit from these trainings. Additionally, this year we are eligible to be Microsoft Fabric partner for SMB customers. And we are introducing full-day workshops such as the Fabric Analyst in a Day, Dashboard in a Day for Power BI, and also real-time intelligence in a day for customers using the Alzo IoT platform and collecting data from IoT devices. We are truly expanding our education efforts with AI, with Microsoft's help, staying up to date to the latest trends. And, you know, this is a field that is really providing something new every week. Our goal is to provide easy access to this material for our busy partners, helping them save a lot of time.
Wonderful. I really feel like we could talk for hours about Azure AI, its possibilities and security. Guy and Ognian, what would you say are the takeaways for our listeners from this episode?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a partner listening to this today, I think number one, it's really understand the proposition that we have around Azure AI Foundry. It's a very broad platform, and it's more than just the Azure OpenAI models. Then I think, you know, certainly by the time this podcast goes out, the Azure AI Agents service will be available in public preview. So definitely check that out as a way to accelerate the AI solutions that you're building for customers. And, you know, make sure you check the connections that we're building to integrate into things like SharePoint, Fabric, Logic Apps, Functions with, you know, minimal code. And finally, really take advantage of all the resources that ALSO provide, but also that Microsoft provide, the training, the incentives, the support, you know, the platform capabilities, and the benefits as well. We've just expanded our, partner benefits that, the product benefits that we have as part of the Microsoft AI Cloud Partner Program. So make sure that you are, you know, being your own customer zero, and that you're activating the full range of benefits that you have available to you. And that's not just Azure. That's, you know, Copilot, GitHub Copilot, and all the other services, so that you can speak from a position of knowledge when you talk to customers about these services.
In conclusion, as one of the biggest IT providers, technology providers in Europe, ALSO has all the hardware and software to help partners create AI solutions. No matter if it's on-prem or in the cloud, we help them threefold. With partners that and customers that don't have their own data but still want to use generative AI in their desktop applications with their daily work, we provide these off-the-shelf solutions like Copilot for M365, for example. And for partners that have a bit more system integration and development experience, we offer many ways to customize existing solutions or on platforms like the Azure AI Foundry, for example, and just add customers' data and thus saving them a lot of money on custom software development, creating agents for a variety of use cases. And the third way is for partners that can build solutions from scratch. They have their own developers, or the end customer has their own developers, and they need all the hardware and software to build everything from scratch on-prem, fully customized. In this case, we try to help them not only with the hardware, but also with the open source foundation of AI solutions.
So, to wrap up, great summaries from both of you. For me, it has been a very enlightening and fascinating experience to learn more about Azure AI potential, offers, and the powerful tools and capabilities that can transform businesses. Big thanks to our guests, Agni and Danche from Alzo, and Guy Gregory from Microsoft, for interesting topics and insights you shared with us today around Azure AI. I hope today's insights have been both thought-provoking and practical for your future endeavors. Whether you're an IT reseller or just curious, I hope this episode has inspired new ideas and perspectives. Feel free to share your thoughts and ask us questions. All links, products details, and further resources can be found in the show notes and on the website. Thank you for tuning in to Also AI Podcast and the season AI Insights with Microsoft. My name is Frank Lutzke, your host. Stay curious, stay informed, and join us next time.
Also AI Podcast. Whether you're an IT reseller or simply curious, we hope today's episode has inspired new ideas and perspectives. The conversation continues beyond this episode. Share your thoughts and ask your questions. For more resources, links, and product details discussed today, don't forget to check out our show notes and visit our podcast website.